Okay, so for today's deep dive, we're taking a look at Her Name is Sunflower by John Walker. And this book really grabbed my attention, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's quite something.
It is. It is. You know, on the surface, you might think, okay, biography, standard stuff. But Walker really takes a unique approach. And I think that's what makes it so special.
I agree. That whole concept of using the sunflower, the flower itself, as this kind of metaphor for the woman he's writing about, that's what hooked me too.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. And it's not just any metaphor, right? It's layered. Like, he connects it to her resilience, her inner strength. You know, there's this idea that even when life knocks you down, you keep striving for the light, just like a sunflower always turning towards the sun.
Yeah, it's that whole turning towards the light thing, even when things are tough. I mean, think about that chapter, the one where she loses the family farm. That's a heartbreaking part of the book.
Absolutely.
But the way Walker ties it to the sunflower, wow, it's powerful stuff.
It really is. You know, another thing that struck me was how he portrays her wisdom. Was it like always connected to that sunflower image, or did he use other ways to show us that side of her?
Good question. I think it's a mix, you know. Sometimes he'll straight up describe her wisdom as sunlit, which obviously links back to the sunflower.
Right.
But then there are all these other moments where he's showing us, not just telling us. Like he talks about how she's such a good listener, how she could practically read people's minds, and then he'll weave that into a story about her helping someone, you know.
Yeah.
You see her wisdom in action.
Ah, I see what you mean. So it's not just the imagery, but also how her character interacts with the world around her.
Bingo. It's subtle, but it's really effective.
It is. It is. You know, it's interesting because when we talked about this book before, you mentioned that he captures a sense of innocence in her too, which to me seemed kind of, I don't know, at odds with this image of strength and resilience we've been talking about. How does that work exactly?
Yeah, that's the cool part. You wouldn't normally think sunflower, that equals innocence, right?
Right.
But somehow, Walker pulls it off. He talks about her purity of spirit, about how she saw the good in everyone, even if they did her wrong. It's almost childlike, this wonder that she carries with her, even after facing so much hardship.
So are we seeing like a main theme emerging here? Resilience, wisdom, this purity of spirit you're talking about. It seems Walker's really building this idea around her character, and it all comes back to that sunflower metaphor.
Totally. And, you know, it's not just about her individual qualities. He uses the sunflower to show how she influenced other people, too. I bet you remember that part about the community garden she started.
Oh, absolutely. The one where she takes this like barren patch of land and turns it into this thriving, lively space. And yeah, it brings people together.
Precisely. Just like a sunflower attracting life, you know, giving off warmth and light. It's Walker showing us how she nurtured those around her, helped them grow in their own ways.
Okay, that's a beautiful way to put it. It almost makes you think, hey, what's my inner sunflower? How can I embody those qualities of resilience, you know, spreading light, encouraging growth?
Exactly. And that, I think, is the core message of Her Name is Sunflower. It's about celebrating that inner beauty, that kind of positive impact we can have on the world, just like a sunflower lighting up a field with its, you know, its golden bloom.
So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive into this really remarkable book, it makes me wonder if you had to choose a symbol for yourself, what would it be and why? What would your symbolic story tell?
Wow, that's a toughie. I mean, it really makes you think about who you are, right? The things you stand for, the mark you want to leave on the world.
It does. It does. And on that note, thanks for joining me for this deep dive into Her Name is Sunflower. It's definitely a story that stays with you.
For sure.
And for all of you listening out there, we'd love to hear your thoughts. What symbol resonates with you? Let us know.
Yeah, chime in.
Until next time.
See ya.